It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler after a 2-0 start and a win at Hartford 52-6. Coach, your overall thoughts on the victory?
You know, I thought our kids come out with, you know, quite a bit of energy and enthusiasm and you know, just started off the game with a great defensive stand and then scored on the first play of the game. And he was kind of off running from there. I thought our kids did a good job of getting an early lead and you know, got our JV guys some pretty valuable, you know, varsity level playing time. And you know, just, you know, can't say enough good things about how our game went there Friday night.
And kind of talking about some of those younger guys, who were some of those guys that kind of stood out to you?
Well, you know, honestly, I thought Colin Chauncey played well for us. You know, the weeks passed. He did a lot of things that he needed to correct, and you know, I thought he played extremely well for us. You know, I think Logan Salmon did a pretty good job. You know, just some freshmen and sophomores that are stepping in that are, you know, learning a lot of the, you know, what it takes to be at the varsity level, which is a quite a bit different level than the junior high level. So, you know, Colin's a sophomore, Logan's a freshman, I thought did a great job. And you know, just, like I said, gaining valuable experience.
Wyatt Detweiler got some playing time at quarterback. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Well, honestly, it wasn't one of Wyatt's best games. You know, he had several, you know, interceptions, and you know, they were doing a little bit of stuff defensively that he probably hadn't seen at the junior high level, and it kind of caught him off guard. So, but, you know, like I said, it was, you know, pretty valuable lesson for him, you know, to be able to read defenses a little bit better than what he did. And you know, so I hope he learned a little lesson there on some of his interceptions. And, you know, in the long run, I'm sure it'll make him better.
Here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler, what were some things that maybe you were talking to him about on the way back home?
Well, you know, I just thought, you know, take every week, you know, week by week. You know, great to be 2-0, but, you know, we got a big game coming up this week with Clifton Clyde that, you know, I'm sure they're going to be ready for us. They've got, you know, 35 kids out on the squad, so, you know, their depth is probably pretty good, and they always have team speed. So, you know, just not to dwell overall, you know, too much on that one victory, but, you know, just start looking forward to the next week's opponent.
We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler, ahead of their huge game coming up at home against Clifton Clyde. Coach kind of talked about them a little bit before the break, but your thoughts on the way Russ Steinbrock has his team going so far this season?
Well, you know, Russ always does a great job down there. They always have a you know, winning tradition, and, you know, they get a good backing from the communities, and you know, just a great coach. I know Russ pretty good, and they've got two great victories so far over Hanover and Washington County, and you know, they've won both of those games fairly handily. So, excuse me, not Washington County, Blue Valley. So, but yeah, like I said, they've won both games of those fairly handily, and you know, their team's off, you know, coming out of the gate with great energy, and you know, getting early leads in those games and using the momentum to, you know, come out with big victories over both games. So, yeah, they won both those games by 45, so that, you know, they're kind of rolling on a high right now that we kind of need to be ready for.
Here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler, and coach, there was a lot of anticipation leading up to last year's game, but you guys really shut the door on that real quickly. You guys blew them out. What are some things that you remember from that game that you're trying to reapply for this year's contest?
Well, just to say assignment sound. You know, I went back and watched last year's game and noticed some of our guys are still out of assignment. You know, we're still in week three where kids are still learning, you know, what we're trying to get out of them offensively and defensively, that, you know, they're still making mistakes early in this season, which is fine. You know, they're just things that just need to be corrected. And you know, so one thing I think we need to do is stay assignment sound. And you know, obviously just offensively maintain our blocks and get our blocks. They seem to be a pretty quick team, and a lot of times guys that are in space are hard to block. They're fast and shifty, so I think we just need to really do a good job of that.
And, Coach, as you watch some tape on this Clifton Clyde team for 2023, what are some things that you're noticing that are different about this team from their team last year?
Well, I think they are a little bit smaller across the front on the line. I know they graduated the LeClaire kid that was probably their biggest lineman. He, you know, was a beast up front offensively and defensively. I know a lot of times they like to run behind him on offense, and then, you know, he would switch sides on defensive ends and try to slow you down that way. So I think they're a little smaller up front, but, you know, I ain't so sure that they're not faster this year. So, you know, we're just going to have to stay assignment sound if we want to be successful Friday.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck in that huge game coming up on Friday against Clifton Clyde.
Yep, thank you.